patient still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The TSA says it could screen 3 million air travelers today. It might be the busiest day of the year for air travel, but ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore says whether you're flying or driving, the weather is not going to cooperate for millions of people on one of the busiest travel days of the entire year.
While lake effect snow is common this time of year, these intense snow bands are making travel nearly impossible. Barnes Corners, New York, 45 inches of snow. Perrysburg, nearly 40 inches of snow. And we are seeing good amounts being dropped in the state of Michigan as well.
President-elect Donald Trump said he plans to appoint Kash Patel, the FBI director. Chris Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017. He would need to be fired or resign. Patel's been an outspoken FBI critic. He says he plans to rid the government of conspirators against Trump. American holiday shoppers flocked to small businesses Saturday. They've spent a record amount online already. This is ABC News.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Chicago State 74-53 in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers improved as the game wore on.
We shot the ball better. Obviously, second half, you'd shoot 50% from three and get to the line a lot. And I always remind guys, no matter if you're getting 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it because they all add up.
The Badgers now 8-0. They host Michigan on Tuesday. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-114 victory over the Wizards. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis and Dame down the stretch really played the two-man game, and through the two-man game, they made two great passes, one to Brooke, one to TP. A lot of good stuff to show our team to just keep us building.
Giannis finished the night with 42 points.
We know how to win games. We kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game. We're going to go watch film and see what we can do better.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow across the area for today. Any kind of accumulation looks rather light. Partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 20s, northwest winds 5 to 15. Tonight, flurries and light snow, lows in the mid-teens. Right now, it's 10.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a gun deer season report and a winter camping workshop. All that plus getting ready for more deer hunting coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. All 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids again. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, Dan.
Well, we usually record earlier in the week, but for the first time I think we've ever done this, we're actually recording Thursday evening during halftime of the Packers game, so we're all excited to see how that game's going to turn out. How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good, Dan. It was day in Sheboygan with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, and you know, kids got a chance to hang out there and see Grandpa, and we had a good meal, made a bird ahead of time and brought it down, and worked out well.
Well, good for you. Yeah, well, we roasted, believe it or not, a 16-pound bird that we got from one of our Amish friends. Jacob Beiler raises chickens and turkeys and ducks, and he's got nice milk cattle. We get some milk from them sometimes, but a 16-pound bird, which is more than we need. There were just four of us. Our neighbor and friend, Gene Wedwick, came over, and Ozzy and Shivani and I, or Deadeye, as I call her, and I enjoyed that turkey, and they will be munching on it for the next couple of days because I'm actually heading north again tomorrow for some more deer hunting. And I understand you had a pretty good opening weekend?
Yeah, opening day was slow, but second morning, sat on a different part of the property. Really was just trying to play the wind because the wind switched entirely the other direction from the day before. And it worked out. I had a little 8-point buck come walking through shortly after daylight and made short work of it, about 32 yards, and pulled the trigger with a 30-06, and it did nothing but fall. That was all it did.
Yeah, that kind of firepower at that distance and not a huge deer, and a good shot usually puts him down. Well, that's great. And I suppose you've already got him wrapped and in the freezer, huh?
He's all done, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it'll go along with the doe we got earlier and Robert's youth season deer. And, you know, we've still got some time. We're going to see if Robert can get another one up north as well. We won't be too far from each other this weekend, Dan.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I'm not going that far north. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But you sound a little raspy. I feel a little raspy. I don't know what I sound like. I don't know if it's our connection or if you've still got something going on from that whooping cough you had.
Yeah, so everything is still coming around, although things are much better in this house this week than they were last week and the week before. So, but yeah, we're all still on the mend, enjoying, feeling a lot better though than we did last week.
Well, that's good. Well, I will tell you about my first couple of days of deer hunting, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and you and I can talk about, you know, where do we go from here? Because, you know, I've had more deer hunting experience already this year than I have in most years, but haven't pulled the trigger yet, I'll tell you that. John and I hunted Bayfield County Saturday and Sunday. Never saw anything on Saturday. And John said, this year we're not going to shoot those. We're going to try to rebuild the herd there. So, of course, we were looking for bucks. Well, we had a snow squall come through at about 11 o'clock on Sunday. And just before the snow squall, what do you think came through at a range that even I could have made with the air gun that I was sitting there with? I couldn't count them all. It was 6 or 8 does. I don't know how many there were. And, I mean, does and fawns, okay? And they're all about the same size. So we're talking 1 and 2-year-old does probably. And they're babies. And I kept looking for a buck. They were looking behind. You know, the last one was looking behind, as they often do. But nothing showed up. And we have one of those golden rope kits from Wildlife Research Center, 35 yards from my stand. And the lead doe walked up to the edge of that trail. And she was, I don't know if she was sniffing the rope or she was looking at it, or it just happened to be that's where she was. And then the doe behind her said, nah, I don't think I like what's going on here. And by now, because I'm not shooting does there, I had my phone out and I'm recording those does. And then I'm watching the others. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a bunch of tails. And I should have panned left because I would have gotten the whole flag fest of everybody going up the hill. But I didn't. And so, like I say, I don't know how many there were, 6 or 8 of them. And then that was Sunday, and then it blew all evening, and then it snowed all Sunday night. So John hunted Monday morning, and I went down to Dunn County to a friend's place, and I'll talk about that in our second segment. But to kind of recap his hunt, Monday, he went out in the afternoon, saw one track. He hunted Tuesday and Wednesday, never saw another track, never saw a deer. So there aren't too many deer up north. I can report that firsthand. I didn't see any predators, but no deer either. Exactly. And I've stopped to visit one deer camp. It's called the Silver Dollar Camp. They're on Happy Hollow Road. I'm not giving any secrets away because they've got just a couple acres of land and they hunt the National Forest. But those guys had, I think, a dozen guys up and they didn't see a deer. And they can only shoot bucks because they don't have any doe tags for the Shawamigan. But one of their members, Dale Pitch, wrote a book called The Silver Dollar Deer Hunting Club, and it traces the 100-year history of that club. So I did a couple interviews and shot some video for next year's show. So I got a little work in, too. But we'll take a little break here, and we'll come back and talk more about deer hunting. And folks, first, before the break, here's Dr. Allie Anderson of Professional Hearing Care, LLC, my audiologist, with a tip for anybody who's got hearing issues. So listen up.
Untreated hearing loss can actually increase the risk of cognitive decline dementia by as much as 200 to 500%, and it's the number one most modifiable risk factor in reducing the risk of cognitive decline dementia. The three main theories as to why hearing and dementia are even in the same sentence. The first one is social isolation. When people have a hearing loss, they typically have a harder time hearing and actually makes people leave the room or shut down and just start to nod and smile. And that's actually isolating them from social conversations, social gatherings. You'll be able to see it in the bars, too. You'll see somebody in the corner. They're avoiding having to work hard to hear in conversations. So social isolation is the first one. The second is brain overload. So because the brain isn't getting all the information it needs, it has to work harder in order to get through the conversation by using visual cues or even context cues to be able to fill in the gaps. And the third theory is actually atrophy or shrinkage, because if you don't use that ear-to-brain connection, you'll lose it. There's a study that showed 40% brain reduction in those who did not treat their hearing loss. So if you are experiencing hearing loss, the initial symptoms are tinnitus, hearing clarity concerns, like I can hear but can't understand, or you're working hard to hear in certain listening environments. And the third symptom is actually memory difficulties, because if you don't hear it, it's hard to remember it. One of the first things that you can do is actually schedule a hearing evaluation to just verify that, yep, this is the concern. But the earlier you treat it, the better outcomes you have. Because again, the longer it goes untreated, that ear-to-brain connection will continue to break down. So that's why we want to start treatment right away to maintain that neural connection. That way, keep that stronger for longer. It's just like a trail in the woods. If you are constantly on that trail, and it's almost down to a dirt path. Now, if you let that go, all of a sudden the grass will start to grow, and now your trail is gone. So same thing with that ear-to-brain connection. We want to make sure we're sending all the information to the brain, and if we're not, it will start to go away.
That was Dr. Allie Anderson, my audiologist, of Professional Hearing Care, LLC. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. And she's talking about hearing loss because a lot of us hunters have lost some hearing ability from years of shooting. If you want a free consultation, visit profhearingcare.com or call 608-292-4916. 608-292-4916. When we come back, outfitter Nick Gordon reports on his fall trip to Mount Everest and invites listeners to attend his winter camping workshop in Portage County, and that's next weekend, December 6th through 8th. And Jeff and I will be back to talk deer hunting a little more. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason at landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is with me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. And Jeff, you're planning to hunt this coming weekend, the last 3 days of the season, up north, right?
Yeah, so we're going up to Douglas County and hunting some private land just off of Lake Superior. Looking forward to doing so. We did this a couple of years ago for opening weekend, and actually that's where Robert bagged a real nice buck and a doe on that weekend. And he's got one of those statewide youth tags, so he'd be able to bag a doe up there. And he still has a buck tag as well. And so I'm going to sit alongside of him and see if he can't get himself a deer. I'm going to be there, I guess, moral support. I am considering bringing the crossbow because I do still have a crossbow buck tag that, sure. That I could possibly spend. So we'll see. Otherwise, I'll be there for Robert and make sure that he does what he needs to do to fill a tag. And, you know, for us, one more deer is really all we would probably need for the season as far as our meat consumption for the year. You know, some years it's a little more. years it's a little less. It kind of just depends on how the calendar year rolls out and how often we're home and all of those things. But, we're going to call this season a success whether we shoot another deer yet this year or not.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck to you and to Robert. I hope he gets one, but he knows what hunting is like. He's already, he got one this year, right?
He's got one this year. Yeah, kid's got four deer under his belt. He's doing okay, Dan. There's no need to feel bad for him.
No, I don't. And I am heading back up to Dunn County, a friend of mine. And I'll just give his first name because I don't want a lot of people there charging in and joining us. But Tony is his name, and his wife's name is Jerry. And if you can figure out who that is, maybe you already know him. But he invited me and John to hunt there, but we wanted to hunt John's property the first 2 days, and we did. And then Monday I drove down to Dunn County, and I have lost track of the number of deer I saw. I was in a blind where I could see, you know, like 800 yards across picked crop fields, and I'm not going to shoot at that range. And I'm sitting there with two rifles, which is dumb, but okay. I'm trying to kill a deer with the Serpent Arms air rifle, so I'm looking at 30 to 50 yards. And I had my 243, Dead Eyes 243 as well. Well, the parade of does that comes late in the evening and early in the morning, they were at maybe 250 to 400 yards the first day, and I've lost track now of what I saw the second day, but Wednesday morning before I headed home, I went out to his wife's blind, and I sat there and counted a total of 20 antlerless deer in three groups. One group went through before 7. I think both groups, the first two groups, went through before 7, and then another group came across at about 8:30. And after, I mean, I got them patterned by now, right? And after that, I walked around to where they were going in, and I think if we go back to that same spot, I will sit on the edge of the woods and let them come almost into my lap, which is the way I prefer to hunt, you know? So, anyway. Yeah. But I didn't shoot anything, but Tony and company shot, I've lost track of how many deer, 6 or 7 bucks, maybe 4 does. We cut up 2 deer, and then I left on Wednesday morning. So after we hunted for a couple hours, came in, had breakfast, cut up 2 deer. I took a cooler full of meat, and they were still working on deer when I left. And, you know, John and I are headed back there, and, you know, he's turkey hunted there, and we've seen deer, so he knows what's there. And I think he's ready to go shoot a deer now instead of hoping that one will somehow wander across our property and find him. So anyway,
there is something about the pursuit, though, Dan. I mean, I compare that to like hunting at the farm too. The farm was like going to harvest a deer. You know, I mean, it's not that it wasn't enjoyable. You know, we had deer camp and all that, but there is something about just the pursuit. The maybe is actually kind of fun too.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, exactly. And certainly we're not there only to shoot a trophy and only to put meat on the table. And, you know, when I came back to each camp, you know, to John's house or to Tony's place after my day or half day in the woods, my reaction was, what an exhilarating day. I had a great time. I was out there. I didn't see much wildlife. I saw a bunch of deer at Tony's and froze, of course. I spent 9 hours in a tree on Sunday at John's and never left the tree. So you know what that's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I slept 9 hours at night, so, yeah. Anyway, well, we will come back, folks, right after this, and there's still much more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow across the area for today. Any kind of accumulation looks rather light. Partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 20s. Northwest winds 5 to 15. Tonight, flurries and light snow, lows in the mid-teens.
It's 9 at our studios. 98Q
Country. Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Nick Gordon. He is an outfitter, and he owns a company called Now Outdoors. His website is nowoutdoors.org. He's based in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but he travels all over the world, and we've been talking about his September trip to Mount Everest, which was a really exciting trip with some turns of the weather that he wasn't expecting. But we're going to turn our focus now to upcoming winter trips, and Nick, you've got one next week. You call it your winter camping workshop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the winter camping workshop is something we've been running for many years. The goal is to give people the opportunity to come out and learn different winter skills, winter camping skills, and we hope that people will then be able to take those skills and, you know, enjoy the long winter that we have here in Wisconsin and be able to go out there with more confidence and more comfortably. Maybe it's getting the kids out, maybe it's ice fishing, hunting, hiking, fat tire biking, things like that. We want to just help people get out there to do what they want to do safer, longer, and really enjoy the weather with our cold season. Yeah, this is our 8th year, and this year will be a little bit different. In the past, we've run this event on a 40-acre property, and it's been great. But over the years, the event has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. A couple of years, we actually ran this twice. We ran it once in December, once in February. And this year, because of how big it's gotten, we decided to change the venue. And so now, instead of 40 acres, we've got 440 acres.
Wow.
We are going to be at the Wisconsin Lions Camp. We booked the entire place. There's multiple buildings for presentations. They're able to offer indoor lodging options for people that maybe aren't ready to sleep outside. In the past, it's all been outside all the time in all the weather, rain, sleet, snow, everything. So now we've got some different sheltered areas or indoor areas for different types of presentations, as well as outdoor activities from Friday morning all the way into Sunday afternoon. And so the Wisconsin Lions Camp is also going to be offering some meal options for people. Otherwise, a lot of folks are going to be just campfire cooking. It's going to be a great time. We've got over 40 presentations lined up for the weekend.
Wow.
Everything from ice fishing, we've got bushcraft survival type topics, we've got amazing presenters who have been professional guides, leaders, to educators in these things. It's really, really something. Pam Wright's coming from Minnesota. She's a boundary water guide. She'll be teaching some first aid stuff, some winter camping topics. I've got a guy coming out from northern Wisconsin who runs a sea kayaking operation. He'll be teaching some spoon carving and shelter topics and survival kits. And we've got presentations on hot tents and hammocks and just all sorts of things. We've got a youth program this year for kids, ages 8 to 12. We've got presentations on just so many different things. So it's a jam-packed weekend. We also have this year, because of the facilities, we're able to do a couple of evening presentations. For Friday night, we've got Jeff Kelm. He'll be doing our Friday night keynote, and then Saturday is Michael Niger. And I do have some information on our website and our schedule that you can look at to see what all these different topics are going to be for the weekend. It's going to be really exciting.
All right. And this is this coming weekend, or I should say next weekend, December 6th, 7th, and 8th, at the Wisconsin Lions Camp, and that's in Portage County, is it? It's near Stevens Point?
Yeah, that's in Rosholtz. It's about 25 minutes northeast of Stevens Point.
Okay. It's family-friendly, I understand. It's open to all ages, right?
Yep, we've got kids coming out there, some teenagers. We're trying to encourage more families to come out this year. We'd like to expand our youth program. The kids will be learning outdoor skills, knives, fire, animal tracking, winter tree identification, those sorts of skills. And, you know, one of our presenters is actually coming out to talk about different places you can go in Wisconsin with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's been researching nature centers and state parks that have programs all winter long. So we're really trying to just be a good resource to help people find ways of getting out the most this winter.
Yeah, and you mentioned Jeff Kelm. He's, of course, my radio partner and co-host. I know he's excited about being there, and a lot of other good speakers as well.
Yep, we've been putting speaker bios on Facebook recently.
consistently, little video introductions of everybody. Between now and the Winter Workshop, we're putting out these little video clips of our different presenters, little bios, so people can get to see who they are before they come out there and get an idea what the vibe is going to be like for the weekend out there. We've got Bonfire Social that night. It really is kind of a community that comes together. Years ago, people would come out and they'd have a goal of learning certain skills. And we've noticed the past few years, people are coming back again and again. In some cases, it's become their annual December camp out. It's just this thing that they do because it's just so much fun to see all these other winter camping enthusiasts. A lot of them, when they come out there, they actually will tell me, hey, I'm here because my spouse doesn't winter camp, my kids think I'm crazy, my neighbors think I'm crazy. But then when you come out and you get to meet all these other people who love being out there in the winter, it's a really cool way to connect with other cold weather hikers.
So this is a 3-day event, and you're talking about skills, so I would imagine that someone can learn skills that they can then use on their own adventures or on other trips with you to other places, right?
Yeah, you know, I've had people emailing me recently asking about winter hammocks, because mm-hmm. we rent those out. On our guided trips, even in the summertime, if you don't have a shelter, we don't rent out tents. We've got hammocks. That's just our style. I love them, and we've got winter-rated hammocks. And so I've been renting out a few of those still for the weekend. But a lot of folks, they want to see some of the stuff before they buy it. They want to see what does a hot tent look like. You know, is that my style? Or most people that have a summer camping tent, I mean, that's all you really need for Wisconsin winter camping. You don't need more than that. And there's ways you can use warm weather bags in the cold. You can double up a couple of 30-degree bags and be just fine well below zero. So we want to help people learn those sorts of things. Another big skill, if you're from the Midwest, you've probably seen or probably used an axe or a saw at some point in your life. We're going to have an axe and saw class where it's hands-on. We've got axes and saws, and we're going to show people how to use them very, very safe ways in the woods when you don't necessarily have a chopping block. Maybe you want to cut firewood. You know, on my expeditions in the boundary waters of Canada, any people that can use axes and saws safely. So, yeah. You know, it's important for us to show people this, but it's something that it's really familiar, but a lot of people have never really had any sort of formal presentation on how to use it. Same with fire building. We've all sat by campfires.
Sure.
We've got a couple of fire building programs to teach some fire skills that a lot of folks over the years, a lot of adults, you know, have told me, you know, I've had fires my entire life. I've never tried it that way. I've never seen it done that way. That makes a lot of sense. That's kind of cool. So there's a lot of knowledge in one area here, and we all just want to kind of share and help enhance people's experiences out there.
Fantastic. And we don't have a lot of time left, but you've got 4 other winter events in January and February. Your 14th annual Frozen Butt Hang. Give me a 30-second pitch. What is that?
Yeah, the Frozen Butt Hang, it is a celebration of winter camping in hammocks. This is our 14th year doing it. We've got people already coming from every corner of the country coming out to Antigo, Wisconsin to do this out in the woods. And it's usually a big shindig in the woods. People bring tons of food. Last year, we had a guy from Louisiana. He brought 50 pounds of prawns and a shrimp boil out the backwoods. I mean, it is food and campfires and fun. We're on a lake. There's ice fishing options. Some people jump in the lake, do polar plunges. It's a good time.
Cool. That's January 3rd. And then 2 weeks later, January 18th, a hot tent snowshoe trip. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the hot tent snowshoe trip, it's a good follow-up for folks that want to get into winter camping after the winter workshop. It gives you a chance to go on a more traditional snowshoe trip. You're hauling a toboggan. We've got a canvas wall tent, wood stove. We set up camp on a beautiful lake. And it's just a weekend of, you know, kind of kicking back and doing the traditional camp stuff. So we're cutting firewood and we're gathering water from the lake and we're learning how to snowshoe, and we'll go for hikes around the lakes, maybe have a hot lunch on some island out there somewhere. It's a good weekend to just kind of practice the skills and just kind of enjoy being out in the winter.
Fantastic. And then in February, you have the Boundary Waters, a 9-day snowshoe expedition, and the Moose River to the Arctic Ocean trip. These are serious trips, not that the others aren't, but this is where you take those skills and really put them into practice for a longer extent of time.
Yeah, if you're somebody who, when the weatherman says, hey, it's going to be 40 below, stay indoors, don't go anywhere. If you have to go out and play in that kind of cold, either for you. Our boundary water trip, we cover about 35 miles snowshoeing. We do some trout fishing. Last year, we landed a couple of 30-plus inch, a 36-inch trout.
Wow.
On our first layover day. It was awesome. But we'll be doing that again this year. It's 9 days long, 7 days on the ice, and then the Arctic Ocean trip, we are going to hop on the Polar Express and take that train north about 5 hours from Cochrane, Ontario. We're going to have the conductor drop us off right off the side of the tracks in the middle of nowhere and start snowshoeing up the Moose River. I've got some contacts up in the Cree community. They're going to come down and join us sometime during that week to teach us some crafts, some of their history, do some ice fishing with us as we head on further north up towards James Bay.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, we got to let you go. I hope you have a great turnout for your winter camping adventure. I know you will. And I hope some of our listeners follow up and check out these winter activities. So thank you so much, and you have a great outing.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Always a pleasure.
You're quite welcome. Nick Gordon, folks, he is an adventure guide. He's the real deal if you want to learn outdoor skills and learn those skills in a way that you can apply them on your own adventures or on one of his other trips as well. His website, where you can learn more about everything we've talked about in these two segments, is nowoutdoors.org. I'm Dan Small. Stay tuned for more on Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, the RangeWI.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. This Black Friday, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tab. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PREP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PREP to 321-321. That's PREP to 321-321.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have new and used boats, pontoons, and lifts in stock, and great deals on 2024 model year boats, pontoons, including Dan's slightly used 1750 Fishhawk. Get it before it's gone. Crestliner also announced a rebate on XF and Retriever John boat models, and Cedar Lake Sales has several in stock. They also have winterizing supplies if you are behind the eight ball there, or you can drop it off and let them do it for you. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
Yes, indeed, and Huntworth makes that heat boost technology, very warm winter wear, camouflage. I wore the camouflage bib on the bottom, and then one of their hunting jackets over the top, and I was quite warm. I had some hand warmers in my pockets and my gloves, but I was very comfortable. And yeah, that Crestliner, every boat I've had has sold before the boat show or at the boat show, so it's a popular model, and folks, if you're interested, Cedar Lake Sales can give you a deal on that. Not this weekend, they're going to be deer hunting, but next week. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, shame on you, but you can watch it on many local Wisconsin cable stations this month and next, and on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio show is also online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can download it and subscribe so that you can listen each week. Or you go to outdoornews.com/podcast and get it there as well. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors, and you can find me at Heartwater Jeff.
And the exclusive hunting club near Fort Atkinson, it's run by my good friend Alan Foltman, we call him Big Al. They've got some special hunts coming up real soon. This weekend, that's Saturday and Sunday, a big pheasant hunt. 8 fields available for morning and afternoon hunts. 30 birds per field, 4 hunters per field. Dog handlers are available if you don't have a dog. It's $195 per person, and
it's a great opportunity to get in some pheasant hunting. And December 7th, they have a tower shoot. They're going to have 400 birds. It's limited to 30 shooters, anywhere between 24 and 30 shooters. And that's $288 a person, includes the dogs and handlers, bird cleaning, scratch hunting after the shoot, and then lunch, because you'll work up an appetite doing that. And then he's got chukar hunts on the 14th and 15th, with 8 fields available for morning and afternoon hunts. If you're interested, visit exclusivehuntingclub.net. Have you ever been to the Exclusive, Jeff?
I have not. That's not a club I've been to so far.
Yeah, they're down by Fort Atkinson, and, you know, like most hunting clubs and hunting preserves, if you want some pheasant action, that's where to go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And Four Play Turkey Calls has a Black Friday deal, 35% off. I think it's site-wide. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a link there where you can save that 35%. So check it out. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of upcoming events, visit warrennelson.com. Well, Jeff, good luck this weekend. We'll wrap this up again next week and see how we did.
Sounds good, Dan. You too.
Thank you. Well, folks, I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. To all your deer hunters, good luck. Stay safe out there. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have new and used boats, pontoons, lifts in stock, and great deals on 2024 model boats and pontoons, including Dan's slightly used 1750 Fishhawk. Crestliner also announced rebate on XF and Retriever John boat models, and Cedar Lake Sales has several in stock. They also have winterizing supplies, or you can drop off your boat and let them do it for you. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, and by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
And just a heads up, Cedar Lake Sales is closed on Saturday the 23rd, which is, of course, opening day of gun season, and today for most listeners. And they'll be closed on Thanksgiving and Friday after Thanksgiving. Check their website for store hours. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, it's airing on many local Wisconsin cable stations and on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
If you missed anything on today's show, you can check it out online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and find it there. You can also check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of his upcoming performances, visit warrennelson.com. Jeff, good luck this weekend. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. To all you deer hunters, good luck and stay safe out there. Everybody else, watch for deer and wear orange if you're outside. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips, your body. Tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air, I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking.
body tells me when you start to dance. Baby, this is turning to, we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. Each week, I so look forward to being able to spend this half hour with you and be able to share the wonderful good news that's found in the Word of God. We so appreciate those who have stood with us, some for years now, so that we can continue to do what God's called us to do. And so I am so filled with gratitude for your generosity. It's just been an overwhelming thing to see people that have linked up with Cornerstone now. And I think that that's really the value and the wealth we find in life, to do things that we see bring truth and bring light into a world of deception and darkness. And that's my prayer this morning for us, is that we would step into that place of truth and light again and again. And it would be something that we would make a pattern of our lives. And so today we're going to look into the wonderful Word of God that has a treasure. There's a treasure that's found here. But you know, I was reading this last week, and treasures are found by those who search for them. Think of that. Treasures are found by those who search for them. In 2006, there was a guy by the name of Fenn Forrest, and he wrote a book called For the Thrill of the Chase. And really, it was formulated in a sequence of poems. And in these poems were clues. And the clues were to a treasure that was hidden in the Rocky Mountains in the western part of the United States. And it was a distance that covered certainly a couple thousand miles. But in this book, in these poems, if people diligently searched, they could find the clues that would lead them to this treasure. Over 250,000 people, it's estimated, searched for these treasures that were hidden. The treasures came to be valued at over $2 million. In this box contained gold coins and precious stones. And it took people 10 years before they located. And there's only two people that know who that is, themselves and Fenn Forrest. A man from the eastern part of the United States searched and searched until finally he found this treasure that was hidden. Why do we use that illustration? Because I believe that it says, if we seek him, we will find him. And if we call upon him, he will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. I have some incredible good news, is that the treasure that we find here today is well worth more than precious stones or gold coins, because it will impact our lives with the ability that changes not only the outward, but it changes the inward. Think of that. The treasure that this man found certainly changed the outward parts of his life. Maybe he could buy a better home or a nicer vehicle, or he could give away some gifts to his children. Those are outward things, certainly, but the treasure that I want to invite us to find today is an internal treasure, and something that you and I, when we possess it, we will certainly be defined as those who are wealthy. And we're going to read in Psalm chapter 100, and these are emphatic truths. I love that word emphatic, because it means this, that it's not open to argument, it's not open to debate. Last week, we looked at Psalms 127, where it said, unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. That's an emphatic truth, and it's panned out over and over, and we've witnessed the wealth that's found in that promise. And no one can argue with that, and no one can debate with that. Because when you look at something to being built, that if it's just a temporal thing, then it's in vanity. It's useless and worthless in regards to eternity.